Hello, this is David Nakao Wilcoxon. This audio is from a Revelation Timeline Decoded YouTube video series that I made in 2021. The videos were very low tech, mostly me reading what's on the screen, so you're not missing much in the audio version. The Revelation Layers chart and summary PDFs that I refer to in the videos can be found at www.revelationtimelinedecoded.com. Enjoy the lesson. Hello, Set Apart Saints. This is David, and in this video, I'm going to talk about the story of Esau and the Edomites. And I want to remind you to seek truth, not to defend a belief, because the enemy has created many deceptions in the end times to mislead the saints. What I say is not hatred of any people group. It's just the story of the fulfillment of history and prophecy. In the Kings of the East, in the sixth vial of Revelation 16 video, I show how the majority of Jews in Israel are descendants of Turkish Khazars from the Eastern European kingdom of Khazaria. They converted to Judaism in the 8th century, so they are Jews by religion, not blood. After being pushed out of Khazaria, they fled to Russia, Poland, and Germany. In Revelation 3, Messiah points to them in saying that they are of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. And just background story that I covered in another video. So they revere the Babylonian Talmud and the Egyptian Kabbalah, which gives them the sorcery of Satan to use to steal, kill, and destroy. So that matches up. So we see they're of the synagogue of Satan and they use his books instead of scriptures. In the Invasion of Gog and Magog video, I show how the book of Ezekiel points to Gog and Magog invading the Holy Land. The land of Palestine was given to Khazar Jew Lord Rothschild by the Balfour Declaration in 1917. Lord Rothschild is Gog, who leads the vast organization of Khazars, Magog. And in that video, I show how all the leaders of Israel came from Russia and Poland, and how they changed their last name to sound more Jewish. The Khazar Jews used the narrative of persecution to justify the Zionist state of Israel, but then they attacked the unwalled Palestinian villages. They forced 700,000 Palestinians from their homes, and 531 villages were destroyed. And now, it's the most walled up, barred up, and gated place in the world. And they relentlessly persecute the Palestinians who had welcomed them after their persecution in Germany. A book called The Matrix of Gog has great information about the fulfillment of Gog and Magog, which opened my eyes. In showing who Gog and Magog are, I'm not saying that the prophecy in Revelation 20 has been fulfilled, as that takes place after the Antichrist and false prophet are captured in Revelation 19. So those are all future events. But Ezekiel 38 points to Gog and Magog coming against the unwalled cities of Palestine to take control of the Holy Land. I'm giving the explanations in this series according to their fulfillment on the timeline. And Zionist Israel is owned and controlled by Lord Rothschild and is filled with Khazar Jews, Magog. By this, we know who Satan will use to attack the saints in Revelation 20. Now, many people point to the Rothschilds as an enemy of humanity. And I'm helping you see how they fit into Bible prophecy, just like I did with the Jesuits. The enemy is using the state of Israel to reinforce their false futurism script. A 7-year peace agreement, a 1-man antichrist, a rebuilt temple, dispensationalism, etc. So I'm not giving a verse-by-verse explanation of the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38-39 in this Revelation video series. I'm still researching Ezekiel 37-40 and its relationship to Revelation 19-21. For now, I'm just trying to help you see the big picture of how I see prophecy being fulfilled. Ezekiel 38:13 says, "Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil?" It's interesting that the Rothschild family is the primary people who have stolen the wealth, the gold and silver, of nations to take a great spoil. They have amassed hundreds of trillions of dollars by setting up the Federal Reserve Bank and central banks in almost every country in the world. By printing money out of thin air, they effectively steal money and they charge interest on all that they create. Their central bank scheme, which steals the wealth of nations with fiat money, is one of the greatest crimes against humanity. Ezekiel 38:14-15 says that Gog will be sent against my people of Israel. This seems to have two applications. In the Kings of the East video, I show that DNA studies prove that some Palestinians have the blood of Abraham. After the attack on Judea during the Jewish-Roman War of 60-70 AD, which desolated Jerusalem and the Jewish nation, no doubt many from the house of Israel regathered back into the area and have lived there ever since. If that's true, then the twisted irony is that Satan is using the fake Khazar Jews in Zionist Israel to persecute people from the true house of Israel. The other application is that in Revelation 20, we see that Gog and Magog are stirred up by Satan to attack Holy Jerusalem. I don't believe that it's pointing to the physical city of Jerusalem, but to the ecclesia of Messiah, which is called Holy Jerusalem in Revelation 21. It would pit fake Khazar Jews against the true Jews, Messiah's saints. The Khazar Jews, who are based out of physical Jerusalem, would be fighting against the saints who are called Holy Jerusalem. What an epic finale. It's the final stage of Satan fighting against Messiah and his saints, which brings the Bible narrative full circle. Let me explain. According to the Septuagint, in Numbers 24:7, Edom is synonymous with Agag, which is a generic term used for the kings of Amalek. In Genesis, it shows us that Amalek was Esau's grandson, who was also called Edom. Just as Ephraim, Jacob's grandson, became head of Israel's leading tribe, Amalek became the leading tribe of Esau, Edom. Agag was the king of the Amalekites. Agag is not someone's name, it is a title, like king or czar. Agag was the ruler of the Edomite tribe of Amalek. Ezekiel 35:5 says, "Because thou hast a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel, by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end." Esau gave up his birthright, and his descendants, the Edomites, have continually made war with the Israelites and Jews. They even burned down the temple after the Babylonians took the Jews captive. Adam Clark's commentary on the Bible says, "A perpetual hatred. The Edomites were the descendants of Esau, the Israelites, the descendants of Jacob. Both of these were brothers, and between them there was contention even in the womb, and they generally lived in a state of enmity. Their descendants kept up the ancient feud. But the Edomites were implacable. They had not only a rooted but perpetual enmity to the Israelites, harassing and distressing them by all possible means, and they seized the opportunity, when the Israelites were most harassed by other enemies, to make inroads upon them and cut them off wherever they found them." Edom disappeared into Jewry, beginning in 126 BC, so that some of the Jewish leaders were Edomites. The Edomites and Jews battled each other, and the Edomites could not prevail, so they joined with the Jews. One can press the case that they joined with the Jews to defeat them from within. After Messiah proclaimed that his disciples know the truth that sets them free, the Jewish leaders proclaimed that they had never been in bondage. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" We know that the Israelites were in bondage in Egypt, and the Jews were in bondage in Babylon, so it seems that these Jewish leaders were really Edomite Jews who had never been in bondage. Agag, the Edom leader, became the king of the Jews, beginning with King Herod the Edomite. Less than 100 years after being defeated by the Maccabees and absorbed into Jewry, an Edomite became king of the Jews, as King Herod and his descendants were Edomites. The Roman Empire officially gave Herod the Great the title King of Judea in 37 BC. His wife, Miriam, was a Jew and descendant of the Maccabees. Herod the Edomite, as king, was fulfilling the role of Agag, Gog. He's the one who had all the young male children killed to try and kill Messiah as a child. His son, Herod Antipas, conspired with Pontius Pilate in the crucifixion of Messiah. The grandson, Herod Agrippa I, persecuted the early Christians and had James, the brother of John, executed. Herod Agrippa II presided over Paul the Apostle's trial. So we see the history of the Edomites battling against Messiah and his saints. The Edomites reportedly infiltrated the house of Togarmah, the Khazars, and caused them to convert to Judaism and study the satanic Babylonian Talmud and Egyptian Kabbalah. These are the Edomite Khazar Jews who fled primarily to Russia and Poland and Germany, and then were sent to populate Zionist Israel. Many believers deem the Jews in Israel as God's chosen people, when they are really Gog's chosen people. The Khazar Jewish leaders are of the synagogue of Satan, as Messiah proclaimed in Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. It's interesting that when the Khazars were pushed out of Khazaria, they migrated west, primarily into Russia and Poland and Hungary and Germany, because George Soros, born Georgi Schwartz, and his father are from Hungary. He's another Edomite Khazar Jew who uses the Babylonian Talmud and Egyptian Kabbalah to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a puppet who is used to fund evil agendas to carry out the will of the Jesuit Superior General in Rome and deflect blame away from Rome. Can you see it now? The Edomites, the enemy of the true Israelites, the true Jews, have taken control of the land. They tolerate other Jews in Israel as they give credibility, but they also mistreat them very harshly. Gog and Magog, Lord Rothschild and the Khazar Jews, are the Edomites who have taken back the land to use it for their evil plans. The enemy has tricked Christians into blessing Gog and Magog and giving them money. Ironically, the battle is being set up for when Gog and Magog will make war with Holy Jerusalem, Messiah saints, to try to wipe them out once and for all. When you present evidence about the Jews in the Zionist state of Israel, people make accusations. But the Jewish leaders and most of the Jews in Israel are not the descendants of Abraham, so the racist rhetoric falls flat. And ironically, Jews make some of the most acute accusations against the Khazar Ashkenazi Jews. Israeli professor Nurit Peled-Elanin said in a speech, "Israel has reached an unimaginable peak of evil." And indeed, many people all over the world find it hard to imagine that this is so. The only possible conclusion must be that Israeli evil has nothing to do with Judaism, and that what is manifested in Israeli behavior is not Jewishness. It was the great professor Yeshayahu Leibovitz who said, "National Judaism has with Judaism what National Socialism had with socialism. What drives Israeli behavior is pure colonist, nationalist, and chauvinistic racism that should be treated as such." Rabbinical Torah Jews believe that the Zionist state of Israel is illegitimate in the eyes of Yah the Heavenly Father, and that it does not represent true Jews or Judaism. They protest in New York and Jerusalem, but the media and most Christians ignore their witness. They believe that the Ashkenazi Jews have illegitimately seized the name Israel and have no right to speak in the name of the Jewish people. Groups such as the Jews United Against Zionism and True Torah Jews protest against the Zionist state of Israel, and they support the Palestinians' right to the land. Dr. Meyer, whose Jewish parents died in Germany, said, "If we want to stay really human beings, we must get up and call the Zionists what they are, Nazi criminals. The hate of the Jews by the Germans was less deeply rooted than the hate of the Palestinians by the Israeli Jews. The brainwashing of the Jewish Israeli population is going on over 60 years. They cannot see a Palestinian as a human being." Miko Peled, the son of Israeli General Mattiyahu Peled, proclaims that Israel's Zionist leaders are not Jewish. Miko has proclaimed that Israel is a racist criminal state that uses security as an excuse to murder innocent Palestinians and assassinate Palestinian political leaders, intellectuals, and clergy. This has been going on for over six decades. Michael Chabon, a Jewish Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, said, "Israel's occupation of Palestine is the most grievous injustice I've ever seen." Do you see how the enemy has tricked us? All they had to do was put people called Jews in a land called Israel, and most Christians are faked out. This is one of Satan's grandest end-time deceptions. Because most of the Jews in Israel are not descendants of Abraham, they have no right to the land. Messiah proclaims that they are of the synagogue of Satan because they revere the Babylonian Talmud and Egyptian Kabbalah. They despise Messiah and his saints and wrote evil, blasphemous things about him in their Talmud. They only tolerate Christians because of the tourist income it brings to the state and because American Christians support them financially. Christians blindly support Zionist Israel, despite their brutal treatment of the Palestinians, despite them repeatedly violating UN Council resolutions by using banned chemical phosphorus weapons, and by not allowing inspection of their nuclear facilities. Do you see the grand deception here? Because Zionist Christians blindly support the Khazar Jews in Israel, they are getting away with genocide. And sadly, most Christians would probably cheer if Israel nuked Muslim countries, killing millions because they've been programmed to believe that they're the enemy of God's chosen people. The creation of the state of Israel reinforces the enemy's false prophecy fulfillment explanations about a futuristic one-man Antichrist, which deflects blame away from the Antichrist's beast pope in Rome. The Jesuits used the Ashkenazi Jews in Zionist Israel to deflect blame away from them, as many people point to the Jews as the enemy trying to control the world. Zionist Israel will be involved in World War III, which will help usher in the New World Order. The New World Order government will be based in Jerusalem, so the false prophet Jesuit Superior General needed to control Israel to prepare it for their agenda. This will lead to the battle of that great day of God Almighty, which will pit the false prophet and the Antichrist beast in their fake Israel against Messiah and the saints, who are the true Israel of Scripture. It'll lead to the Edomites of Gog and Magog being stirred up by Satan to attack the holy city, meaning against Messiah's saints in the final battle. We've covered some profound information in the last few videos, and when I learned it, I was greatly grieved, and I repented about my former beliefs. I prayed for forgiveness for supporting the enemy of Messiah and his saints. I prayed for forgiveness for supporting them, as they've killed many Palestinians and Muslims. I pray that you've been able to see the truth, for in it there is much rejoicing. I realize that what I've described in the last few videos is a lot to take in, because we've been taught to support the state of Israel. My statements aren't one of judgment or hatred for these people called Jews. I'm simply explaining Revelation's fulfillment, and part of that exposed truths about people groups. I pray that all Jews come to have a covenant relationship with their Heavenly Father through Messiah. And one of the deterrents to Jews seeing how Messiah has already come and fulfilled prophecy is Christians' explanations. The 70th week of Daniel 9, prophecy points to the exact time that Messiah appeared and died for their sins as the spotless lamb. But most Christians proclaim that the 70th week of Daniel is yet future, which hides the amazing, exacting fulfillment from the Jews. Jews are told not to read Isaiah 53 and Daniel 9 and the New Testament, as evil leaders know that they will see how Messiah has already come to fulfill the prophecies that point to him. And if you don't know how to share the truth about the fulfillment of the 70th week of Daniel with Jews, have them read my The 7th Week of Daniel 9 Decoded book. In the next video, I'll talk about the three unclean spirits in the sixth vial of Revelation 16. Thank you for listening to this Revelation Timeline Decoded audio. You can request a free copy of the Revelation Timeline Decoded summary PDF or order a printed copy of the book, which explains it in detail, at revelationtimelinedecoded.com. I love y'all. Shalom.